Hi, today that I'm going to talk to you about a podcast that I found on iTunes that I thought was very interesting, and I feel that is a great thing that young students should be shown in the classroom. It is called Mental Math Secrets. It's episode 1, and it's multiplying by 11s. It's a neat little technique that I think students would really, it would be very useful for them inside the classroom. And it just shows how when you're multiplying by 11s, a little trick that you can do that will make it quicker and for students to be able to use in their head, so when they look at it, they can automatically think, oh, here's the answer. They won't even have to think about it or work it out. The technique that he decided to show is that when you take a number like 42 times 11, let's just use that, and you add 4 plus 2 would give you 6. You just take that 6 and you put it right in between the 4 and the 2. So 42 times 11 would be 462. It's a real quick technique to where you can just do shortcuts and just easily find the answer without having to work it out and take any longer. But when it gets tricky is when you are doing a higher number like 88. You would take the 8 plus 8 and it would be 16. Well, that gives you too many numbers. You would then have 4 numbers if you put the 16 in between the 2 8s. So then you will first take the first two numbers of the answer that you got. It'll be 8 plus 1, which would give you 9. So then you would do 968. So the answer, when you do 88 times 11, would simply be 968. So you would just, it's just another step that you would have to do, just add the first two numbers, and then it's the same technique that you used before. I think this podcast that I found is very useful, and I think it's even very useful for me. I didn't know that trick, and I think I will definitely teach my students that when I begin to teach math, because I think that is an excellent tool for to help students just be able to be quick at math and like quickly answer different things. So these podcasts are just different things that you can let your students watch, and it gives you just different tricks. Even you can learn something from it. So that is my podcast that I picked, and I think it's an awesome tool, and I will definitely use it, so I know that other people will probably use it as well. Thank you.